Hunter Biden's girlfriend or Beau Biden's widow, however you want to write that, Hunter Biden's ex-wife, Hunter Biden's current wife, and three children of the president's son and the president's brother. So we're talking about grandchild, a grandchild. That's odd. Most people that work hard every day, his grandchild doesn't get a wire from a foreign national or anything like that. So,
again, the fundamental question is, what did they do to warrant the receipt of millions and millions of dollars? Why did Joe Biden's brother? Why did Joe Biden's sister-in-law? Why did Joe Biden's son? Why did so many family members get the money? What did they do to warrant receipt of that money? That's the fundamental question.
And for the purpose, we don't know, because one thing everybody in this room and the American people definitely know is that the Biden family doesn't really have a business. There is no business structure around this family except politics. And since Joe Biden has spent decades in the Senate, served 8 years as vice president, and is now president of the United States, and the family's getting money from various countries and foreign businesses through various shell companies and this web of LLCs?
The Biden family needs to answer for this. And the DOJ needs to get off its ass and investigate. We've done the work for them so that they can't screw it up now. If these allegations, any of these allegations, are proven true, then someone with the last name Biden needs to be charged, prosecuted, and maybe spend a little time in prison to take to account and responsible for the actions they've taken today.
What I have for you here, folks, is a condensed, edited version of the highlights of the GOP House Oversight Committee press briefing and presentation of evidence of the Biden crime family. Money laundering, pay-to-play, influence peddling schemes, showing that the Biden family did not have legitimate businesses. They were consistent no matter which country it was that they were laundering money from. Lots of information on Romania and specific information and evidence, including at the end of the press briefing, I have also included highlights of the question and answers. So without further ado, let's start with James Comer, the Oversight Committee chairman, who knocked it out of the park and started it off with the following.
All right. Thank you all for coming today. Since taking the gavel in January, the Committee on Oversight and Accountability has accelerated its investigation of the Biden family's domestic and international business practices that we began last Congress. I want to be clear. This committee is investigating President Biden and his family's shady business deals that capitalize on Joe Biden's public office and risked our country's national security. First, we want to discuss information the committee has learned since our last press conference in November. New information investigators have uncovered regarding the transfer of money from foreign entities to the Biden family. Many of the wire payments occurred while Joe Biden was vice president and leading the United States efforts in these countries. First instance, while Vice President Biden was lecturing Romania on anti-corruption policies, in reality, he was a walking billboard for his son and family to collect money. Hunter Biden and his associates capitalized on a lucrative financial relationship with a Romanian national who was under investigation for and later convicted of corruption in Romania. The Bidens received over $1 million for the deal, and 16 of the 17 payments to their associates' account that funneled the Bidens' money occurred while Joe Biden was vice president. In fact, the money stops flowing from the Romanian national soon after Joe Biden leaves the vice presidency. This is a pattern of influence peddling. This appears separate from any payment Hunter received from his work connecting this individual to a U.S. law firm. President Biden has claimed since the 2020 election that his family has not received money from China. That was a lie in 2020, and he continues to lie to the American people now. The Bidens have received millions of dollars from China. It is inconceivable that the president did not know it. The White House refuses to correct the president's statements, showing the president is now using the federal government to run interference for his family's and his own role in these schemes. Our purpose here is to provide legislative solutions to prevent this unethical behavior from ever happening again. This investigation is about investigating allegations of corruption and fraud at the highest levels of the federal government. This should be a bipartisan issue. This committee is considering legislation that would ensure these sorts of business practices do not continue for Democrats or Republicans. Specifically, the committee is crafting legislative solutions aimed at deficiencies it has identified in ethics laws and disclosure laws for immediate family members of Vice President and the President. The investigation will enter a new phase now that is armed with information obtained in the bank records. I will soon issue a new round of subpoenas to banks for specific targeted information. I will also provide one more opportunity for certain Biden associates, including his art gallerist and Rob Walker, to cooperate willingly with this investigation. Finally, I'm publicly releasing the second bank accounts memorandum to the American people so they can see for themselves the activities the Biden family is engaged in, despite the president's statements to the contrary.
So when we talk about the Biden family and associates, I think it's important for the American people to understand what we mean when we're talking about these associates. What are we really getting at? First, they use them as vehicles to move money directly into Biden family accounts. Why is that? It's because they were looking to obfuscate and hide where the money was coming from. For example, the Bidens used their associate Rob Walker to bring in millions of dollars from China and Romania. Walker's limited liability company, Robinson Walker LLC, paid Hunter, James, Halley, and others in the Biden network more than $2 million after foreign money hit his account. One third to the Bidens. That was the pattern. This included payments to James Biden, who received five wires, who did no discernible work to earn that money. A third to Gilliard, a third to the Bidens. What was State Energy HK Limited? That is a second class of Biden associates, the people from whom the Bidens conducted business. State Energy HK Limited was a company controlled by Yi Zhiming. Yi was a Chinese billionaire who was reportedly the former Deputy Secretary Counsel for an international outreach arm for the People's Liberation Army. It's called the China Association for International Friendly Contact. According to a U.S. agency, that organization is a platform for deploying undercover intelligence gatherers. The DOJ has referenced Yi and CEFC in a scheme bribing African leaders. The other Chinese national I'll mention now is Gong Wendong, who did work for Yi in America. Yi met with Hunter Biden in February 2017 and gave him a diamond reportedly worth tens of thousands of dollars as a gift. In August of 2017, Yi, through Gong Wendong, opened up a business with Hunter and James Biden called Hudson West 3, based here in Washington, D.C. And Hunter wanted to get Joe Biden's keys to the office and they could all share office space together, according to an email verified by the Washington Post. But things didn't go as planned because the Chinese detained Yi in March of 2018 for fraud. In an email to Gong Wendong and another associate, Hunter tried to explain away the last year of doing business together. This is an email that has also been verified by the Washington Post. Hunter wrote, and I quote, "I am not in a joint venture with CEFC. I'm not partners with CEFC, and I'm not employed nor funded by CEFC," close quote. But Hunter was funded by CEFC, as Ms. Mace will explain. "I'm extremely concerned about the president's connections to these individuals he was supposedly meant to share office space with and is denied knowing anything about these transactions and these business dealings, and also is denied receiving any money for himself or his family from Chinese connections. That has been proven to be a lie."
I've been accused, all of us have been, over this particular issue that we're conspiracy theorists. We're not. What we're proving to you today is showing you actual bank records, actual evidence of shell companies and businesses, or more businesses and more Bidens involved than we knew of. This is what we know today. Money flowed from the Chinese Communist Party, aligned with individuals into American shell companies, and then that money was wired and transferred to Biden family members. This could be the most corrupt scheme in American politics, where a sitting vice president, where we saw members of his family, nine members so far, there may be more, that were enriched from countries all over the world. And we're providing more information about Romania today. We know about China. We know that the president denied this during an election in 2020, continues to deny it to this day. And we want everyone held accountable if they have violated their oath of office. We shouldn't have folks that are in office that are betraying their oath of office. We shouldn't have people in office that are betraying their country. If they're paying loads of cash to their family members from adversaries of ours around the world, it's wrong, whether you have a Republican or a Democrat by your name. And we saw evidence of intentionally taking steps to hide the sources of money coming directly from China through a series of financial gymnastics. Joe Biden's political career was winding down at the time, and this was one of the Biden family's last chances to cash in on the name. The Chinese Communist Party affiliated entities may have bought influence with the Bidens that they couldn't get otherwise, and obviously for good reason. These alleged layering schemes are repetitive. They knew what they were doing, they knew how to do it, and they did it multiple times all over the world. If it looks complicated and sounds complicated, it was intentionally made to be complicated so you could not follow the money. And what we're trying to do today is show you how to follow the money. These people didn't come to Hunter Biden because he understood world politics or that he was experienced in it, or that he understood Chinese businesses. They wanted him for the access his last name gave them. Access to the Chinese Communist Party they couldn't otherwise get. In March of 2017, the same Chinese company that sent $3 million to Vuk Jeremik sent $3 million to one of Biden's associates, who siphoned off 30%, as Annie Biggs mentioned, we see that repeated over and over again, siphoned off 30% or $1 million to Hunter Biden, James Biden, Hallie Biden, why she would need that, and an unknown Biden bank account. The Biden family needs to answer for this, and the DOJ needs to get off its ass and investigate. We've done the work for them so that they can't screw it up now. If these allegations, any of these allegations, are proven true, then someone with the last name Biden needs to be charged, prosecuted, and maybe spend a little time in prison to take to account and responsible for the actions they've taken today.
One of the common responses we hear about this investigation is that it all happened after Joe Biden left office. But that is not true. I'm going to detail a specific set of payments made to members of the Biden family from Gabriel Popovich during Joe Biden's time as vice president. The committee has obtained the bank records for one of the companies of a close Biden associate, Rob Walker. Walker used his company, Robinson Walker LLC, to receive money from foreign companies. He then sent the money to various Bidens, including Hunter Biden, James Biden, Hallie Biden, and another Biden account. Walker's LLC received 17 payments from Bladen Enterprises Limited. The first payment was made in November of 2015, and the last payment happened in May of 2017. 16 of the 17 payments occurred while Joe Biden was vice president. Bladen Enterprises is affiliated with Romanian businessman Gabriel Popovich. Popovich is a Romanian businessman who, at the time of these payments, was subject of a high-profile corruption investigation. In fact, he was convicted of one such obstruction charge in 2016. Popovich's company paid Walker LLC just over $3 million. And like clockwork, Walker dispersed approximately $1 million of that money to the Bidens. If that sounds familiar, it should. It's essentially the same structure Walker and the Biden family had with the Chinese money, a one-third cut. So what were the vice president's duties related to Romania at this time? Well, in May of 2014, Vice President Biden visited Romania and delivered a speech about corruption, saying it can represent a clear and present danger not only to a nation's economy, but to its very national security. And in September of 2015, Vice President Biden welcomed the Romanian president to the White House, and they spoke about anti-corruption policies. 5 weeks later, after the White House meeting, Rob Walker's company's bank accounts began receiving payments from Popovich's company. Walker then sent a portion of each installment payment to Hunter Biden's business, Owasco. Let's be clear, the $3 million sent to Rob Walker and dispersed to the Biden family appears completely separate and distinct from legal work, performed by the law firm associated with Hunter Biden. This is simply not how legal fees are paid. I spent 10 years collecting legal fees. Nobody would pay or receive payments this way. It makes absolutely no sense. And again, the structure is the same as the Chinese payments. If it's for legal fees, why are the deals the same? In fact, it's very hard to come up with any legitimate business reason to conduct transactions with this type, in this type of complex way. Why would a separate payments go to Hunter Biden's business and to himself individually? Why would Walker transfer money from his business account to his personal account before distributing the money? Why are other Biden family receiving any of these payments? We need to understand more about this $3 million deal. But it's clear that the pattern shows two separate foreign countries paid millions of dollars through Walker, of which the Biden family received a one-third cut. These payments, their timing, the complexity of the money transfer for transactions all warrant further investigation into a possible influencing peddling scheme. This is simply not how legitimate business is conducted. And financial transactions amongst 17 different shell companies, banks all over the world, are complex. We get it. But the pattern is emerging, and there is no reason that legitimate business is ever conducted in this matter.
What we're seeing here, what we're witnessing with the Biden family, frankly, is just a web of concealment, of deception. A lot of people would say corruption. But let's be very clear. You have this many companies involved, this velocity of transactions, size of transactions. Like my colleagues have said, this is not how normal businesses operate. I had the ability with Chairman Comer and other members of the committee to go over to the Treasury building and review documents. And having read those documents, one thing is became pretty crystal clear, that there were many people who had serious questions about the transactions and about the velocity of these transactions. And they either get very, very deep into concealment, hiding money, shifting money. And for the purpose, we don't know, because one thing everybody in this room and the American people definitely know is that the Biden family doesn't really have a business. There is no business structure around this family except politics. And since Joe Biden has spent decades in the Senate, served 8 years as vice president, and is now president of the United States, and the family's getting money from various countries and foreign businesses, through various shell companies and this web of LLCs. I mean, guys, you in the press, this is easy pickings. I'm giving you Pulitzer stuff here. Like, all you have to do is literally look at our memo and see the level of detail upon which they have created this. The Biden's associates, like Rob Walker, Eric Sherman, as has been discussed, created at least 16 companies while Joe Biden was vice president of the United States. 16 companies created while he was vice president. Now the list is 20, and as we continue our investigation, that list is growing. And like I said before, the question is, to serve what purpose? And the purpose of all these companies being created is to conceal money that the Biden family has been gaining because Joe Biden has been sitting at the upper echelon of our politics for almost five decades. That is the entire purpose here. Cycling through this many companies serves no legitimate purpose. And as somebody who actually worked in banking, I did that long before I came here. Whenever there was like this many companies just laying all over the place, and you see wire transfers and cashier checks over here going to random members of the family for no apparent purpose, at the size and velocity at which all of this was being conducted, the only logical conclusion of a financial professional is you are concealing money. Let me restate this. You are concealing money from either the IRS or from credit agencies or from other people in general. That's the only reason you set up a structure like this. One thing I want to make sure is that all of this has happened and Joe Biden is aware. Nobody in this room can logically sit here and say that the President of the United States had no idea that these companies were being formed while he was Vice President of the United States. And I will add you, he was probably in better mental shape then than he is today. You know, I'll throw that out there. And so what this committee is going to continue to do is pursue this investigation and probably help the DOJ along with their investigation. One quick note, it's interesting that the Department of Justice has been investigating Hunter Biden for quite some time, and we seem to just never really get anywhere. And so I think that's also interesting as well. I wonder what's going on at the Department of Justice. But that being said, the bottom line is there is no real business here. None. And let me also say this, because I know there are many in this room who wanted to go down all the various schemes that our colleagues on the other side of the aisle accused the former president of. Be very clear. The former president actually had a business, very big business. But he had a very big and legitimate business, which everybody in this room clearly knows and understands and can point to and say, ah, that's the thing, that thing over there. Joe Biden has no business except his position in politics. And it is the requirement of this committee to investigate that. We're going to continue to do that, and we're going to let the facts speak for themselves.
Suspicious activity reports. The key word in that phrase is the word suspicious. There are 170 of those reports, many of them put together by the Treasury Department of our government in the Obama-Biden administration. So 170 of those that the committee has reviewed, thousands of pages of bank records the committee has reviewed, and that has told us that there are now multiple, as Mr. Donald just said, multiple LLCs receiving money from foreign entities and paying that money out to multiple members of the Biden family. And the fundamental question is the one Byron just raised. For what? What did they do? What was the business? What service did they provide? What value did they add? What did they do to warrant receipt of the money? That is the fundamental question, and no one seems to have an answer to that fundamental question. But Mr. Comer, Chairman Comer, and the team, that's what we're looking into, trying to get. And I would just say this too, why not just come clean? Why not just be honest with us? Why not tell us the truth? But I would tell you this, I think it's a pattern with this administration. They haven't been square with us, straight with us, straight with the American people about anything. They tell us the border is secure. We know it isn't. They tell us our debt ceiling bill is gonna hurt veterans. No, it doesn't. Joe Biden said during the campaign that the letter from 51 former intel officials, when he used it in the debate, he portrayed it as if it was organic. And we now know through another investigation that we're all working on that, in fact, it was coordinated. That letter from 51 former intel officials was coordinated with the Biden campaign. So much so, the Biden campaign told Mike Morrell, here's the journalist we want you to have the story to, the letter to first. Why not just be straight with us? Why not come clean? Why not tell us the truth? Tell the American people the truth. They deserve that from their government. Again, the fundamental question is, what did they do to warrant the receipt of millions and millions of dollars? Why did Joe Biden's brother, why did Joe Biden's sister-in-law, why did Joe Biden's son, why did so many family members get the money? What did they do to warrant receipt of that money? That's the fundamental question. Chairman Comer and the team have done great work, and they're determined to get answers to those fundamental questions.
I want to thank the committee. I want to thank the staff for all the time pouring through these documents. Now we would like to entertain questions. And I want to begin with the fourth largest newspaper in the state, who I read somewhere was banned from the White House. But we'll start with the New York Post. Well, first of all, with respect to President Biden, I don't think anyone in America who's watching C-SPAN or any other network that's covering this would think that it's just a coincidence that nine Biden family members have received money for this influence peddling scheme. I mean, what as Representative Jordan and the other speakers said, what business is there? You know, the media has always said two things. First of all, the media has said, many in the media have said that no transactions happened while Joe Biden was vice president. We've proven that wrong. Joe Biden said during 2020 that his family never took any money from China. Today, we've proven that wrong, and you have it in your memorandum, the bank transfers. So we believe that the president has been involved in this from the very beginning, obviously. What we've cited today and what we're updating you with today, four banks. Those result from four banks. We believe there are 12 banks. So right now, you could say that we're in the beginning stages of this investigation, but many of you wrote, I read your stories, many of you wrote, not the New York Post, but many of you wrote that we would never get access to bank records because that's what the White House told you. And they said we would never have access to the Treasury because that's what the White House and Jamie Raskin told you. But we have the bank records. We're going to get more bank records. We can tell you from the people that we're meeting with that were involved with many of the schemes that we're pretty confident that the president was very knowledgeable of what his family was doing. You've seen pictures with these people. You've seen meetings. You've seen instances where the president took his son on trips during the last year of his vice presidency. And every account prior to today said, but none of those transactions happened while he was vice president. We just laid out that 16 of the 17 payments to the Bidens from Romania occurred while Joe Biden was vice president. I think that from a historical standpoint, we've never seen a presidential family receive these sums of money from adversaries around the world. And we're just talking about a couple of countries today. I mean, if you look at the countries that this family was influence peddling in, China's probably the most reputable country on the list, if that tells you anything. So I think we're making a lot of progress in less than 100 days. One difference between us and the work that the Senate did is we have subpoena power, and we got the bank records, and we're going to get more bank records, and we're going to have more whistleblowers come forward. A few weeks, the last thing I'll say to answer the question, we said, I mentioned whistleblowers a couple of weeks ago, and Jamie Raskin said there were no whistleblowers. There are two whistleblowers that have come forward now, one with the IRS and one with the DOJ. Well, we know that the vice president during the last year of the Obama administration traveled around the world. He talked a lot about foreign aid in different countries, talked a lot about American policy, American assistance. And these are the part of the types of policies. You look at some of the decisions that Joe Biden's made as president. There are many decisions that we would make a strong argument that put China first and America last. So these are the types of decisions, and we'll get into more of those later. Yes. If these were legitimate payments, and those are legitimate businesses that your family created, then I would assume you have invoices. I would assume that you would have books and business models and things like that to tell us what the businesses actually were. And I think that's something, instead of just attacking us for having the audacity to investigate this and be as transparent as we can possibly be with the media, then maybe he should answer questions as to what exactly his family did to receive this money and why so many of his family members received money. I don't think that's normal behavior. I don't think the person watching this on C-SPAN who's struggling to work over 40 hours a week, pay their bills, I don't think their family members get wires from adversaries around the world. So I think the American people understand that this stinks, and I think they appreciate what we're doing here. Hunter Biden's girlfriend or Bo Biden's widow, however you want to write that, Hunter Biden's ex-wife, Hunter Biden's current wife, and three children of the president's son and the president's brother. So we're talking about a grandchild. That's odd. Most people that work hard every day, his grandchild doesn't get a wire from a foreign national or anything like that. So that'll conclude our question and answers today. Thank you.